Hey, it's Valentine's Day.
This is the Rich Eisen Show.
I love the fit.
With guest host, Susie Schuster.
I love it.
You do?
I love it.
Live from the Rich Eisen Show studio in Los Angeles.
How best to describe how the Niners are processing everything?
I'd never been in a more devastated locker room, and that's saying something because I've covered this team for several years now.
Earlier on the show, veteran NBA reporter Howard Beck, Pro Football Hall of Famer Kurt Warner, Fox Sports college football analyst Bruce Feldman, and now it's Susie Schuster.
Hour number three underway of the Rich Eisen Show. Susie Schuster in for Rich Eisen, who is taking a little rest post-Super Bowl. I think that's a good way to put it. TJ Jefferson, happy Valentine's Day to you. Good to see you, my friend.
I thought you might come to me last as I was trying to jump in here.
But I was trying to keep you on your toes, my friend.
Well,
he was walking over, TJ.
Kind of hurting right now, Sue. So.
Hurting yeah. From what? A second donut, maybe? Or
nah, just have had some back issues. So I've been, last 3 weeks, I've been... playing with pain.
I've got Sombra cream for you. We've got things to take care of that. You know, we can do that. Mikey, how are you? Happy Valentine's
well.
Day.
Happy Valentine's Day, Susan.
Christopher, you all set?
Hello.
You all set? Is your plan in play?
Yeah.
All right. You sure?
Tomorrow. Again, tomorrow. Tonight's for the amateurs.
Are you going to bring her flowers?
No, for the amateurs.
Yeah, I'm picking them up after the show today.
What'd you get?
I don't know.
Wow.
Flowers?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You got a plan? You're just going to walk in there and see what they have? Like,
no,
come on, Chris.
I ordered them weeks ago. Like, I'm not a rookie here. Like, come on now.
I don't know. I'm a little nervous about this Valentine's Day at the Tiana household.
That is lack of respect.
Yeah, and?
Yeah, just saying.
Happy Valentine's Day to you guys out there. Great to see you. Great to be with you. Thrilled to be spending this day with you.
I want to hear from the people who have no plan. Is there anyone out there with no plan who needs advice?
By the way,
call us right now.
By the way, pizza delivery. Rich. Two words, pizza delivery. 844-204-RICH is the number. You know I love taking calls. So if you call in, I'm going to take them. I'm always here for advice for you. If you want to figure out a way to, you know.
Advice with Susie.
Just saying.
Soften the blow.
No plan. What is your plan? Where are you going?
Mastro's.
Wow. Are you really?
Wow. You, this guy.
The double butter.
Yeah.
Are you going to get the butter
for
cake?
Reservations. Mastro's
you made reservations when?
That is my favorite place in the world.
The one in the water or the
no,
one in
Beverly,
town?
Beverly Hills.
Hey, Mikey's a big roller.
Yeah, BH.
I like wow. this. Holy moly.
Oh, yeah.
25%.
Red basket for everybody.
You kidding?
Wow, look at you.
Mastro's is my favorite restaurant in L.A.
It's delicious. Yeah. When I was pregnant with Cooper, and his birthday is tomorrow, happy birthday, Coopy-Doo.
Coopy.
I would call ahead and say, can you take a Caesar salad and put it in the refrigerator and have it ice cold? And for some reason, a frozen, this sounds disgusting now, a frozen Caesar salad from Mastro's was the way to go.
Caesar salad is really good.
Chiefs are partying like it's Valentine's Day and like it's championship day. Nothing that exciting to report, people. Nobody has thrown the Lombardi. I think that's kind of a bummer.
Yep.
I mean, It's a happy championship, but I kind of wanted something chaotic.
We've identified the shirtless guy.
Who was it?
TJ. It's Willie Gay, who I think won't be on the team next year, or maybe he's a free agent or retiring or whatever, but he's shirtless, he has no shoes on, and he had a bottle of Hennessy, and he had like laid down in the middle of the street.
He's really living
his best life.
I saw somebody I couldn't see because I had a multi-screen here, but somebody was shirt. With the bear hat on.
I mean, come on.
By the way, that and a bottle of Hennessy, never a good idea.
Hen doggy dog.
Or the only good idea you need on a February day.
I was going to say, no shirt, no shoes. You better have a little hen dog up in you. That's all I'm saying, you know.
844-204-RICH is the number to call. Chris, you want to do our news update, and then we'll take some calls? Let's go calls first. All right, Nick in South Carolina, the Kobe Bryant statue. Let's chat about it. What do you got?
Hey, everybody. How y'all doing today?
Happy Valentine's Day to you. Do you have any good plans?
Laundry. those are not good plans. It's just plans, but it's always good to have clean clothes.
Fantastic.
Agreed.
You know, I love Kobe Bryant. So, what was your thought on?
When I was homeless, clean clothes were hard to come by. So,
well, we're happy to hear that things are better for you right now, you're going to get your stuff done tonight. You wanted to talk about Kobe Bryant. You know, I love him.
I do, because So, you know, January 26th of 2020 is when we lost Kobe and, you know, the other folks on the helicopter. And very sad day. And really didn't have much opportunity to process all that because just 6 days prior, on the 20th of January, my sister was murdered. So that was, you know, dealing with a lot of stuff there. And but anyway, I love the statue. It is a fitting tribute to Kobe, and I hope to make it out there one day and have a picture taken in front of it. But I've been a Lakers fan since 1975 because, you know, I'm old. you know, I have lived and died with the Lakers ever since, you know, and with all due respect to Mr. Brockman, I am a Celtic hater.
Totally get it.
you know, but I have no choice. I'm a Laker. You
Absolutely.
Know what I'm saying?
Right.
Like, diehard. I know you had a great relationship with Kobe, and, you know, I'd like to actually, you know, find out, you know, what you thought of Kobe, like, during and after his career, what kind of man he was.
Sure, I'd love to tell you. And, Nick, thank you so much for calling. I knew Kobe. I met him when he was 17 years old. I did a Real Sports with Brian Gumbel piece with him. And then I was lucky enough to cover him for 3 years out here as the beat reporter for Fox Sports. I loved every single part of working with him. He was a class act. He always treated me with an incredible respect. We used to have fun chatting in Italian behind people's backs in the locker room. And I loved watching him mature into the dad that he became. I was so proud of him. I truly believe that every time I watch Caitlin Clark, Sabrina Ionescu, I just think of Kobe Bryant and I think about what kind of girl dad he would have been. And I truly believe by now he would have developed a network for women's sports. He was that passionate about it. So I Nick, thanks for the question. And I can't stop talking about what wonderful memories I have about Kobe. And I feel very lucky that I got to spend so much of my broadcast career with him. So thanks again for that call. Robbie, Memphis, Tennessee, what do you have for us, sir? Happy Valentine's Day.
Happy Valentine's Day, guys. I'm just curious as to why nobody's, you know, talking about the fact that Jake Moody missed that extra point. Because in all honesty, I mean, if he would have missed the extra point, then the game never would have went to overtime. The Chiefs would have had to play for a touchdown instead of a tying field goal at the end of regulation.
Thanks again for that call. You know, it's...
It was blocked. I mean, it was a great defensive play. I mean, Moody's kind of had his ups and downs this year. But Chiefs might have won the game in regulation. Like, let's be honest. They might have played it a little differently. They might not have tried to play for overtime, whatever. They might have tried to just go and win it. It seems like their strategy might have changed if they were. I feel like the game probably would have been over. We wouldn't have had overtime, basically, is what I'm trying to say.
And I can't decide whether that was just great Chiefs defense. I mean, that really was sick defense on blocking that.
Yeah.
But we're talking about a rookie who nailed. I mean, he had the longest, right? The longest field goal in history until it wasn't 5 seconds later, but.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, 30-year field goal record had stood, and then he breaks twice. It, and then it lasted like an hour before Bucker got it.
But, pretty solid game for that rookie. You've got a news update for us this morning, don't you, Chris?
Let's do it. News. Play my music.
And now, with a report of the day's news from the world of sports and entertainment, someone who is not a journalist or newsman by any definition of the word whatsoever, it's Chris Brockman.
Disrespectful, that open every single time.
I love every second about that open.
I have many, many awards.
What do you have? You've got...
All right.
Breaking
news, guys. The Chiefs won the Super Bowl. They're having their parade right now, and a big reason of that success and that victory. Steve Spagnuolo, their defensive coordinator. The Chiefs were awesome on D this year. Dare I say, carried Patrick Mahomes to another Super Bowl. Can we say that, TJ? Is that accurate?
I mean, I don't know how
you think anyone. Sidebar, do you think anyone on the Chiefs defense is like, Jesus, can Pat score a touchdown? We're carrying this
Absolutely.
Guy.
I'm sure Chris Jones at some
point. I was going to say, Chris Jones is like
George Karloftis was like, yo, I'm out here doing my thing.
Can this guy get in the end zone and get us some points? We're carrying this team. No? That would be hilarious if somebody brought that up. Exciting extension. Spags going to stick around. A lot of speculation on why he wasn't getting head coaching interviews, or maybe he would be in the coaching cycle. He's sticking around KC. He's been there since 2019, now part of three Super Bowl championships with the Chiefs. Obviously, remember him with the Giants back in 08. Four rings, Spags. Maybe Hall of Fame for Spags?
Do
at
you,
some point?
If you're Spags, and I can't call him Spags, if you're Spagnuolo, do you want to go out there on your own, or do you want to go for three-peat? Like, that's, I'm just wondering what the mentality you think is.
I think you accumulate as many rings with this run as you can possibly
get.
You know what I mean? Well, didn't go so great. He got his chance as a head coach. It was terrible with the Rams, and got back in the coordinator game and has been kind of crushing it ever since. I would stick by Pat Mahomes and Andy Reid as long as I possibly could.
Yeah, you don't want to get away from this show, number one. And number two, sometimes you just want to stay in your lane. This is the lane right here.
Yeah, I think, was Silvio said it on Sopranos, Mikey? Like, some people are just better number twos.
Yes, that's true.
You know, and he's been a great number two leading this defense. Like, they were awesome this year. You know, obviously a big reason why they won the chip.
And wait till Jason Kelce joins, too. And then the Kelce brothers go together. I mean, come on.
That's what I'm saying.
Come on.
We're on the same page here.
Thank you.
All right, speaking of the Kelce brothers, new episode of New Heights, their wildly popular podcast came out. Of course, recapping everything about the Super Bowl. We're going to play two clips here. First up, that sideline confrontation TJ Travis had with Andy Reid. Well, we're having a different conversation if they lose that game, I think, about that whole thing.
Absolutely.
All right, Travis explained what that was all about. Roll it.
You having a heated exchange with Coach Reid.
So heated. People are all over this. I mean, I get it.
You cross the line. I think we can both agree on that.
I can't get that fired up to the point where I'm bumping Coach and it's getting him off balance and stuff.
I mean, let's be honest. The yelling in his face, too, is over the top. I think there's better ways to handle this.
I love Coach Reid. Coach Reid knows how much I'd love to play for him. I'm not playing for anybody else but Big Red. If he calls it quits this year, I'm out there with him, man.
He ain't calling it quits. Come on now.
He's not. I immediately wish I would have took it back. Coach Reid actually came right up to me after that, and he just let him know, hey, man, I love your passion. I got cameras on me all over the place, man.
He's letting you know not to be like that.
Just fired me up even more to go out there and get a f***ing victory for him, man. Big Red, sorry if I caught you with that cheap shot, baby. But damn, I love winning with you.
You got to have your head on a swivel, because next time he gets fired up at you, he's coming hot at you. You know that.
Oh, yeah, I deserve it. If he would have cold cocked me in the face right there, I would have just ate it and just been like, yeah, let's f***ing go.
I'm not trying to make this situation acceptable, but this is what happens when you have highly motivated, passionate individuals. This doesn't happen if you and Andy aren't as close as you are. That's what nobody knows. The reason this happens is because you two love each other so much and respect each other so much that you feel open enough to have an interaction like this.
It wasn't me mad at Coach Reid as it looks. It was the frustration of our team not having success, turning the ball over, and me being
on the sideline.
Just on the sideline.
Damn it. It was pleading with your head coach to let you go out there and win this month. That's what it was. Me and you both know what it was. Andy knows what you mean to him and what he means to you.
Oh, you're getting crazy by those guys. Man. Wow. There you have it.
By the way, for all the Swifties out there, they're like, you know, he's a bad example for kids out there. Guys, this is football.
Yeah, I mean,
this is actually what they do.
Come on.
Yeah. Tom Brady responded back. He was talking about this on Let's Go, because I kind of thought about that. Like, how many times did we see Tom Brady in other people's faces up and down the sideline?
And him getting screamed at.
I mean, screamed at. Yeah. And, you know, he said,
a couple of those.
Here's a shocker. I don't mind seeing it because I was a part of a lot of those things. Emotions are so high, you are definitely not centered and balanced. You're not in a meditative state at that point. You're right, Tom. You're not. You are fully determined to go out there and to win. I think a lot of the things that are said during the games, people should just let them fly off their back. And it sounds as though the Kelces have just flown that off their back.
Winning helps change all of that. Like I said,
no doubt.
49ers win that game. We're having a lot different conversation.
Look, he was getting slammed online as he probably should have. And we spoke the other day about, had he been a different player, how the story would have been differently. Yep. But I would have felt the same no matter who had done it. Look, man, you're in the heat of battle. They're not out there playing golf. No disrespect to golf. These are physical men, and they're out there playing for the Super Bowl, man. And you get heated, you get emotional. And the bottom line is this, whether you like it or you don't, whether I like it or I don't, whether anyone does, if Andy Reid and Travis Kelce are kosher and copacetic, then guess what? No one else's opinion matters in the story. So I guess it's close the chapter, crack a beer, hop on that float and move on.
And now, you know, the guys having their platform, they came out and said, look, I shouldn't have done that.
Yeah.
That's
and
right.
So That's what you know, owning your mistakes and being accountable is all about. Let's play another clip here. We can't stop talking about the 49ers' decision to take the ball in overtime. Was Travis Kelce surprised by it?
You win the coin toss. That's what you get. You get the opportunity to have the advantage, and they handed it right over to us.
Yeah, well,
damn,
I mean,
not trying to harp on the guy, but it was a huge, like when they said we want to receive, and the ref looked at Fred and he said, "Are you sure?"
Yeah.
You sure you want to receive? And he said, I want to receive. I want the ball.
I was texting. Just
like, I jumped out of my seat and said, hey, here we go. Here we go. Let's go, boys. Perfect. They want to receive. We get second possession. We know exactly what they want. Defense, hold them. Just hold them to three. Just hold them to three. We're going to go down here and win this thing, baby.
Freaking crazy. Really was.
Chris?
Wow. 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 And that's the thing is, like, we've been talking this out kind of all week. We've been understand the math and the Kyle Shanahan saying, I wanted to have the third possession. And going back to what Kurt said, well, there's no third possession if the Chiefs win it on the second possession.
Yeah, true.
So,
I mean, anybody who's interested in hearing a world-class response, I said to Kurt, would you want the ball in your hands? He said, absolutely not. Go back and watch it on Roku. We'll repeat this.
Yeah.
See it on YouTube, wherever you want to see the Rich Eisen show. But yeah, I totally agreed with Kurt.
Yeah.
No quarterback is going to want to say,
Let me know what I need to do.
That's right.
Let me know what I need to do.
I want to go out there and win this.
Yeah. If I have a chance to win it on possession two, we're going to win it on possession two. And look, you can take the ball first. You just absolutely, under no uncertain circumstances, you have to score a touchdown. You have to score a touchdown. You can't kick a field goal there knowing
that's right.
Who's on the other side of the field. 15-87. You can't give those guys make it a four down game knowing that they will have four chances. They have to score a touchdown and they win the game. Because guess what? They're going to win the game, and they did. And now there's a parade in Kansas City.
Yeah, guys, but don't you think if you're really that guy as a quarterback, you don't care. You want that. You want a Matt Hasselbeck this. We want the ball and we're going to score. You know, you want to. I would think that you would want to go out there and set the tone and set the tempo and be like, now you, this is what you have to do. I'm going down. I'm getting seven. Now you match me.
I love my brother Matt, but he threw a pick after that.
Yeah. I mean, and that's the thing he did, but I'm just pointing that out there that, you know.
Now with these new rules, I don't know. I just want the last chance.
Yeah.
Maybe I'm just that New England, but I just like that. I like the chances of engineering that last drive.
All right, a few of the things here that I saw out there. Justin Fields are going to talk on a lot about the Bears in the next couple of months. Is he going to be in Chicago? Or are they going to trade him? Are they going to take Caleb Williams? Well, look, guys, TJ, this is my area. There's odds on Justin Fields' next team.
Ooh.
Via DraftKings, saw this yesterday. The Steelers are your favorite.
As we talked about yesterday.
Even money to be the next Steelers quarterback, Justin Fields. The Bears just sticking around, plus 150, so it seems to be a two-team race, according to the bookmakers. Falcons, plus 550. Patriots, plus 650. Raiders, long shot, 12-1. What do you guys think about those spots?
Well, we know that Mike Tomlin likes Justin Fields. Mm-hmm.
And as we said yesterday, look, this making a move for a quarterback, whether it be Fields, Russell Wilson, Kirk Cousins, this is not the thing that the Steelers typically do.
Right.
But after reading all the Steeler fans' tweets to Rich over the last few months, maybe what they usually do isn't working to these fans, you know, what the way they want it to work. So why not take a chance? Why not do as Costanza, as you said, Chris, do something different.
Yeah, do
flip
the opposite.
It. Like, do the opposite of what you normally do and see how that pans out.
Yeah, it'd be pretty fun. I mean, the potential of that offense. Now Arthur Smith, who, you know, not up and down tenure as Falcons head coach, but really good offensive coordinator when he's with the Titans. You know, that could be pretty fun.
The running game, you know, in Pittsburgh is going to be incredible. Just imagine if you had Fields and you paired him with a Pickens and a Johnson and
Najee and Jalen Warren and Freiermuth.
So
that could be a lot of fun.
Will he bring the mustache, you think, with him?
I think the mustache is here to stay, right?
I think the mustache is definitely a Berg thing.
Necessary in the Berg. All right.
Troubling.
Couple quick things. Anthony Richardson, we got kind of robbed of his rookie season shoulder surgery back in October. His agent posted a video of him throwing the ball, so it looks like he's on the mend back.
That's good.
One of the big expected free agents at wide receiver, T. Higgins from Cincinnati. The Athletic reporting that Bengals expected to franchise tag him, so maybe they can work out a long-term deal for him to stick around with Joe Burrow. And Suze, I know you're all about this. Caitlin Clark, the Iowa women's hoops superstar. She's 8 points away from breaking Kelsey Plum's Division I scoring record. She is home tomorrow against Michigan on Peacock, everybody. That game is on Peacock if you want to see Caitlin Clark make history.
I do. I am all in.
That'll
I will
be awesome.
Be sitting there with my 10-year-old at my side. We will watch her break this record. I think it is so sick. It is so awesome. It is so exciting. And I love the fact that we are sitting here on a sports show 3 days after the Super Bowl, and we are talking women's hoops. That is killer.
That's awesome. Can we get her in on the three-point shootout with Sabrina and Steph? I mean, let's go.
Yeah. Why not? Like, I mean, think about this. And I know that Howard Beck was saying in the first hour how the All-Star game's gotten a little stale. But sure. I love the fact that there are little girls out there that are going to be tuning in to watch Sabrina take on Steph Curry. Because they love Steph Curry. I mean, kids love Steph Curry.
Of course.
But that we're going to actually see a woman out there taking him on. Howard said he's not into the battle of the sexes. And I said, this isn't about that. This is just about seeing someone that represents you out there on the court. And I am here for it.
TJ, Dame and Caitlin Clark against Sabrina and Steph. Who you got?
2-on-2? In a game, not just shooting, just
3-point shootout. Oh, we can do a game.
If you're going to do two, you got to put it up to 20 and go 2-on-2.
Who you got?
Dame and Caitlin against Steph and Sabrina.
Sick.
Ooh, that's,
sick.
That's fun.
Ooh, baby.
I'm going to have Caitlin
know,
on next
man.
Time I'm here. No doubt.
I don't
I
know.
Love that.
I don't know where to go with that.
That's a legit toss up, right?
Now you've got me thinking like I want to have like a round robin tournament of an NBA player and a WNBA player. I'm going to come up with like maybe a few matchups by the end of the show and maybe talk tomorrow. But yeah,
right,
that would be dope.
That is the news.
Yeah, call Amy Trask. She knows a little bit about something like that, you know?
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, she knows a little bit about little tourneys, big three stuff.
Oh, that's true.
Outstanding,
that's true.
Outstanding news segment. Thanks so much, Christopher. Nicely done.
Thanks, Chris.
Thank you.
Hey, great job.
Valentine's Day gift from me to you.
Hey, it's better than Tupperware. That's fantastic.
Or not getting your Tupperware back.
Nice 12-year-old joke.
Whatever. Still plays. Still plays,
still
my
work.
Friend.
It
still plays. Still plays. We got
Pyrex.
Callers. We got callers coming up, and I'm taking all of your calls. But before we do, let me tell you about Game Time, because let's face it, much like the mom flu and the dad flu are different, the moms are the ones that buy the tickets half the time. So, guys, I'm going to tell you how Game Time makes your life easy. You go there, you can see your views from the seats, you can tell where you're going to sit ahead of time, you get these great deals. They have like flash deals and zone deals, and for people like me who are always late, I can buy tickets up to an hour after the event starts. It is fantastic, and they always find ways to save money, and when you have three kids, that's five tickets. It's a lot of dough. So they always give you an opportunity to save some money. So I want to tell you this. So go browse through the app, download it, and then figure out if you want to go see a concert, a playoff game, whatever it is that you want to do. But take the guesswork out of buying tickets with Game Time. Game Time. Download the app, create an account, and use the code RICH for $20 off of your first purchase. Terms apply. Create an account. Redeem the code RICH, R-I-C-H. And by the way, people, I got my own code, S-U-Z-Y, for $20 off. Download Game Time today. Last-minute tickets, lowest price guaranteed. A lot more Rich Eisen Show when we come back. Don't go anywhere.
You need parts? O'Reilly Auto Parts has parts. Need them fast? We've got fast. No matter what you need, we have thousands of professional parts people doing their part to make sure you have it. Product availability. Just one part that makes O'Reilly stand apart. The professional parts people.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Let's talk about DoorDash, people. We are a huge DoorDash family in my household. As a matter of fact, my wife loves DoorDash so much, she almost named one of our kids Door and the other one Dash. I'm serious. We get everything DoorDash to the house. Kind of like what we saw during the big game, right? DoorDash went all out for game day and DoorDash stuffed from all the ads to one lucky winner. Cars, snacks, even tax software. What a football game that was, for sure. It was one heck of a delivery for the winning team. And whatever watch party or anything party you've got coming up, get it delivered to DoorDash. You're going to love it. We sure do in my house. Football season may be over, but we are still in the thick of basketball games, the school year, and let's face it, winter. I can think of a million reasons daily to order DoorDash. So hop on the app and make your day a little easier. Get dinner for tonight, groceries for the week, or a consolation prize for your sad friends in San Francisco. All on DoorDash. DoorDash, your door to more. Head to the DoorDash app to get everything you need delivered.
Mike Del Tufo, over there, when Justin Hartley of This Is Us was here on Friday, he planks weights on his back. Okay, there he is, putting plank after plank. That was a 45 pound. He waves on more weight. See, come on, let's get some more. Right? Del Tufo sees this and goes, I could do that, is what he said. And you said, he said he would do 145. Now, we took that, when you say when he can do 145, how much weight do you think that means? Just off
145.
Head. Right.
No. No. One plate that weighs 45 pounds.
Get out of here.
How long do you say you can do that?
A minute. Come on.
All right, here we go.
Mike, get off your knees.
45 pounds. Now. Go. The right spot in your mind, buddy. Come on. Look at him. All we see is the finish line, baby. All we see.
Coach him up, Irv. Coach him up.
See. Victory is simple, baby.
Ooh.
Right
uh-oh.
Now,
uh-oh.
Don't worry uh-oh. About the okay. body, baby. Our mind's controlling our body. Our
preach,
body
Michael, preach!
Control our mind. We got this, baby. We got this. We gonna show the world. That's what you're about,
what
show.
Do we got?
Show the world, baby. Don't worry about it.
Just only 24 seconds.
Don't worry about it.
Flatten out.
Don't worry
Mike.
About it. You got go. Two blocks out. All you right. got two blocks gone.
Halfway home.
You got two blocks gone. You halfway got two home. More go. All see, just see that finish line. Look at the glory. Look at your chest touching the tape. Get your chest on that tape. Look at you, baby.
20
you're
seconds to go.
In. You're coming in 20 seconds, baby. You can finish this, man. We can do this.
I do that every day, people, at the gym.
I can't tell.
I do it. I do it.
Rounding the corner here at the Rich Eisen Show. I'm sitting at the Rich Eisen Show desk, furnished by Grainger, with supplies and solutions for every industry. Grainger's got the right product for you. Call clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Susie Schuster in for Rich Eisen on this Valentine's Day edition of the Rich Eisen Show. Scott in Virginia, you need some advice on Valentine's
Scott,
Day.
Scott, what do we got?
And Scott, Scotty, you got three chicks?
Well, I have a choice between an ex-wife, a woman that's a little older than me that thinks I want something from her, and then the younger one that is willing to wear a poo onesie.
Wow.
Like Winnie the Pooh, right?
Yes.
Okay, got it.
And she would look cute in it.
So, Scott, in other words...
I think you have your answer.
You're like the luckiest guy in the world, in other words, because you got ladies coming from every direction.
I know, but I'm thinking about staying home with my cats.
Okay.
Cheaper.
Would staying home with your cats involve ordering in pizza?
Oh, yes, most certainly.
Babes, you're welcome. I just saved you a lot of money in therapy.
Yeah.
Just stay home, order yourself a nice pizza.
Exactly.
Put on Roku. Movies up the wazoo.
That's what I'm talking about.
I mean, you can sit on Roku and watch anything. And like, I binged The Bear last week. Yeah. You can watch this show on repeat. I'll be your Valentine. I mean, come on.
Oh, that's excellent. I love you as a host.
Well, thanks, Scott. I really appreciate it. Happy Valentine's Day to you. Thanks again for calling in, Scott. Rich in Temecula. Dude, are you with me on my Jason Kelce scoop here?
Yeah. How you guys doing? Happy Valentine's Day.
And to you, too.
What's happening?
I missed you guys in Vegas. I was there all week. I went to Steinberg's event Saturday. I go pretty much every year.
Nice.
Fantastic.
And then, yeah. It was just my birthday. I went to the title fight, Lopez-Ortiz. It was kind of a lame fight. And went to Wu-Tang Clan concert, a bunch of other events. And had a bunch of meetings. But, you know, I ran into some people that are kind of on the inside Kelce circle. I guess they call them. They are. There's some people. And, yeah, I think he's thinking of a 2-year with the player option on the third year. So that's the scoop, or 1 to 2 years, something like that. We're just talking.
In Kansas City or in Philadelphia?
In KC. He's going to go play with Travis, with his brother. I guess that's like been their thought process the whole time at the end of their career.
You could be a source, Rich.
I don't want to say anything right now.
Yeah, I mean, Rich, sources are saying.
This is our third source.
Sources are saying.
Well, it's kind of like family. I'll put it that way, or friends or family, or there was some family members within the scope. I don't know exactly. I didn't like ID them, but I mean, we're standing around Hall of Famers. I was next to Warren Moon and McGuire and some other guy players. So they're sitting in a little circle while we're talking. I don't know why they would BS us. You know, they're pretty serious. But like, yeah, they've been talking about it for like 3-4 years or so, since the COVID days. They're like, hey, our careers are winding down. Why don't we figure out which team we wanted to play for? I guess this is what it came down to. So Travis could have went to Philly, or now Jason, I guess, is going to go to KC for a year or two. That's what I heard now.
I mean, Rich, thank you for calling. I appreciate your time, and happy Valentine's Day. But, I mean, sources are saying, Chris Brockman,
Jason
Kelce is coming for a 2-year deal.
I mean, Rich sounds like he still's got a little bit of the Vegas in him. You know, you heard his voice.
I hope
he's all right. You know, we don't need another Rich situation.
No, but, Rich. This Rich had a good time.
This Rich really enjoyed himself, sounded like. This is what I'm talking about. Look, and I was basing my speculation on Overreaction Monday podcast, available where you get your podcast and our YouTube channel. I was just throwing it out there, seeing what stuck. Now, this is...
We've had a source confirm.
Seems like we got some legs.
We've had the source confirm some speculation and some overreaction.
If you're Jason Kelce, come on.
Of course you do this.
Look, I know you guys aren't giving me credit for being a source as well, but I was the first one to say, this guy's not done yet. Why would you want to walk away from this? You're having too much fun. Go play with your brother.
Go play with your brother.
Look, first of all, shout out to the New Heights podcast. They had an incredible Super Bowl party that Chris and I went to.
We had a great time.
Susie, as we said, you probably didn't hear this, the entire setup was decorated to look like their home in Cleveland Heights, Ohio, where they grew up.
They had starting lineup figures.
It's awesome.
The DJ booth was their childhood bedroom.
Yes. That is so cool.
It's like, why wouldn't you
there
want
was a Playboy on the ground, Mike?
They had baseball cards.
Yeah, baseball cards. Everywhere,
action
posters.
Figures. There were Playboys hidden awesome. In drawers. I mean, yeah, why? I'm going to run with this story. I agree with you, Chris. Let's just go with it.
Let's run with it. Yeah, like one of the linemen got injured in the Super Bowl. He's got a UCL, so they're like, oh, there's just a lineman spot open.
We just need to have a call into Kylie and see whether she's willing to relocate to KC.
Look, Jason can live in an apartment for like 5 months. He can go back on his off days.
Dude, the wife's not in. It's not happening.
It'll work out.
The grandparents are there. They got
sitting.
Babysitters.
That's right.
Taylor Swift can babysit.
Come on.
What are we doing?
Taylor Swift's not babysitting. Come on.
Come on.
Aaron in Milwaukee, happy Valentine's Day to you. How are you?
Happy Valentine's Day, Susie and the guys. Thanks for taking the call.
So, thanks, Aaron.
What's happening?
I really wanted to get your thoughts, Susie, on the whole luggage debacle leading up to the Vegas trip.
Oh, my God, yeah.
Because I personally found it really ironic that Rich was giving the guys a hard time for wanting to check in bags when his top five graphic, he has multiple bags he checks in every week just to do a top five ranking.
You know what? That is so true. And I guess it's that time of the Rich Eisen show to throw Rich under the bus. But, you know, when is it not? Aaron, thanks again for calling in. I will tell you this.
Look at that. Wow. He's literally checking bags.
There's four suitcases right there.
It looks like Deal or No Deal. Isn't that the one they give away the cash?
Yes, Deal or No Deal.
He looks like the models on Deal or No Deal.
Well, not really, Mike.
By the way, here's breaking news. That doesn't look like Rich's legs, but I don't know. Somebody maybe have put that together. Okay, so Aaron, so here's how I fall on checked bags. Now, one of my best friends, Blair, will go for 2 weeks on vacation, and she refuses to check a bag. She will zip, like, what's it called when you take the air out? She'll,
The vacuum seals
her bags.
Yeah.
Blair Cohan is a packing genius. Now, if I'm going on, like, a two-week vacation, no chance. That said, I decided to test it out. When we went to Israel in June, in London first, I challenged my kids and my husband. I said, we're going for 2 weeks, and we're not checking bags. The best thing we ever did. Amazing.
Yes.
So I think that if you're going to Vegas for 3 days,
it's possible.
It's ridiculous to check a bag.
100% true.
Now, TJ, I know that your feet are large. And I heard your conversation. I think it was day one or two.
Mm-hmm.
And you were talking. Was it Dion?
It was Nate Burleson at first. And then Dion.
And I get it. But, you know, I am related to Jack Schuster of Shoe Kit.
Yeah, Jack understands. Okay. Jack is 1,000% on our side.
You're there 3 days.
Jack went for 3 days, and he had a
honestly, the only person not on our side
bag.
Was Antonio Pierce.
Yeah.
But Jack wears like a size 9, too.
Well, I don't know if it's...
Well, Sebastian was against you guys.
What you can do is you can put a couple pairs in a carry-on over your shoulder because it's a flexible bag.
I get that, but here's the question I keep going back to. How did my bag affect anybody else?
Did it?
No.
It actually didn't on the way back because I drove it back with me.
Oh, Mikey, that's nice of you.
But I did it because TJ came and helped me unload my truck.
Right.
So it was reciprocal.
But the fact of the matter is,
but you know what sucks?
My
what
point
sucks,
being, Susie, is we weren't in some little podunk town where the airport was an hour drive from the hotel. I got my own transportation.
True.
So I could have just, Chris and I, we could have just waited and got our own.
As long as you're willing to forego the free transportation to wherever you're going. Because I mean, if your bag's taking forever and someone's waiting, what if they're like tired of a meeting?
By the way, Susie, 14 minutes is how long it took from
that's
the time
we short. Got,
we spent longer time looking for our driver.
EWR, we did, 14 hours.
We couldn't find our driver.
We couldn't find our driver. That took longer than the bag.
It was
bag
more like
out.
Eight. It was fast. Eight they minutes? Are so efficient at the new Harry Reid Airport in Las Vegas.
No, Chris, I mean, like, we got the bags, but then we couldn't find the driver because he had the wrong name
he
on
had the wrong name.
Yeah.
What name did he have?
It wasn't even close to Mike Hoskins, I can tell you.
Not close to Mike Hoskins.
How did you guys think Vegas did with the Super Bowl?
Crushed it. It should be in Vegas every year.
No, stop.
You didn't like it, Mikey?
What are you, nuts?
I'd rather have it in L.A. at least once or twice.
Even though the stadium's far away, Miami's phenomenal.
Everything you want in Vegas, you can walk to, or you have easy transportation.
The only thing, I give it, hotel rooms.
Restaurants, hotels, things to do.
But it's no. You got
concerts,
L.A. is
comedy.
Fun, too.
You know, the only thing with Vegas is you don't want to know what happened in those hotel rooms.
Don't care. And guess what? You can gamble everywhere. Let's go.
I kept thinking that. I'm like,
we need a craps
what's
table
gone down here?
On our set next year.
You want to do that?
Take note.
I don't think Rich is going to say okay to that, but sure, why not?
We won't tell him.
Don't they have gambling in New Orleans,
I'm not
Chris?
An NFL employee. I can go there and I can host the DraftKings segment, right?
That's what I'm saying. We're on heaters.
Chris,
like,
they got gambles legal.
Oh, there is a casino in the Louisiana. Downtown in New Orleans. Can't wait.
Would you rather go to New Orleans? Would you rather go to, like, stay home, Vegas, cold weather city?
Eliminate C.
Well, cold weather's out.
I did a Detroit Super Bowl. No fun.
Remember in New York when it snowed and it was freezing?
After, but it was beautiful the day of the game.
In Minneapolis,
it was freezing.
-5 the whole week we were there.
Can't do it.
Minneapolis was nice up until the day.
That's inhumane, right?
Minneapolis was bad.
That's inhumane. Either stay here in the crib or go to Vegas.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I have to say that.
We'll say the food was good.
What I like about Vegas is how easy it is. I mean, I went in for a solid 18 hours. We went to U2, which was one of the best experiences of my life. It was so cool. And we've done a lot of cool things. But I love you too. And being in the Sphere was pretty special. But I took a 4:30 flight from Burbank. Ooh. And I got back the next day by 1 o'clock and was in a 1:30 meeting. I said, this is
it's
like,
a beautiful thing, right?
This is great.
That's exactly Vegas, baby.
That's my kind of commute.
Yeah. And there's the deal. I saw you from a distance on set. You know, you ran up, you kissed Dion. And then I
crashed the set.
You crashed the set, and then I didn't see you the rest of the time we were here until yesterday. So I feel bad not saying hi.
Did any of you guys throw out any Midnight Run references? Did any of you say to my nephew Jack, see you in L.A., Jack? No?
Oh, I'm not really into that movie.
We didn't see Jack.
I did a Serrano's Got the Disc.
We didn't see Jack.
You didn't see Jack?
We didn't see Jack.
He's coming next week.
Great.
He texted us, but we didn't see him.
Serrano's Got the Disc.
Serrano's Got the Disc.
By the way, I just want to put this out now. I'm probably going to check a bag going to New Orleans next year.
Well, I think we're
going to
be there the whole week. So, we'll check bag is necessary.
Want to throw that out there.
I mean, you got to check a bag. You know why? You're going to gain 5 pounds that one week.
Oh, my goodness. Oh. So many beignets.
Cafe Du Monde.
Mothers.
Oh, Cafe Du Monde.
So many.
Red beans and rice if we get there on Monday.
So much opportunity to eat carbohydrates.
You get a beignet.
So people have a full year to get upset about it. You know.
I did the Sugar Bowl on ABC 1 year, and they took us through the back door into Mothers. And I was with Tirico, Mike Tirico and Tim Brandt. And the woman behind the counter looks at me. She goes, "Girl, I got to give you a double tray." I was like, "Is there a green salad here?" Maybe not the right thing to ask at Mother's. What do you got, Chris?
Let's take a break.
Let's take a break.
Let's wrap up this phone call, baby. Advice. People out there, it's Valentine's Day. What are you doing?
The doctor is in.
Let us help you.
How can I help you have the best Valentine's Day possible? I'm here for free advice when we come back.
America starts the day with America in the Morning. Hi, I'm John Trout, your host for the latest news, politics, entertainment, business, and weather. Our staff of correspondents provide a fast-paced look at the world with specialized reports from where news happens.
In New York, I'm Sue Aller.
I'm Charles Tillotesma.
Sagar Meghani, Washington.
I'm Jennifer King.
I'm Clayton Neville.
I'm Kevin Carr.
I'm Archie Zaraletta.
Concise, accurate, and fresh each day.
America in the Morning, the podcast, available wherever you listen.
On the Bigger Pockets Real Estate Podcast, co-hosts David Green and Rob Abasolo interview real estate investors and entrepreneurs about successes, failures, and hard-earned lessons. Joined by author Dave Meyer.
Who wrote a book?
I did write a book.
It seems like you're coming out with a book every 4 minutes.
You are one to talk. You've released 2 books this year. I've done half as many as you.
It is more about strategy than it is about just finding whatever the new buzzword happens to be.
Bigger Pockets Real Estate Podcast on YouTube or wherever you listen.
This is a little early. I don't do lunch martinis.
But so you're pouring a martini now into the martini shaker.
I poured just a little in. It looked like there may have been some ice in it. But you won't complain. Don't send the drink back.
We just need to. The olives are already in the glasses.
Don't bruise it. Some people at home, what about stirring? There's a great bar called the Edmund over on Melrose. They like to stir. I like that. I like to shake a little bit.
So, are you more like Bond, shaken, not stirred, or you're...
I prefer actually bruising the vodka, make it ice cold.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying?
Sure.
These are vermouth-washed glasses. We have put a little vermouth in there earlier.
Okay.
And then...
pouring it out.
Why don't you take that one. This is my friend Rich Eisen. Are we toasting? I just want to toast you. Seeing you again, you want to toast the ESPN, correct?
We are toasting to ESPN's 40th anniversary.
Oh.
There is a big event going on this weekend. My invitation is probably where yours is right now.
Yeah.
So we just figured, why not just do it ourselves?
What a nice thought.
You know what I mean? I haven't seen you in a very long time.
My arm's getting sore.
I know. I like to toast. I haven't seen you in a long time, Craig, and I've been cultivating this caper to try and get you come on this show.
What if I only do your show? I'd love to just do that because I like you're smooth and natural. Did I compliment you? I like Rich.
There you go.
I like Rich.
Okay.
Let me just see what this is because the ice was sitting there.
Cheers to you.
Nice to see you.
Cheers to you. Nice to finally meet you. Cheers.
Watered down. Don't say anything. It's watered down. But let's pretend it's not. This is what I say at a bar or a restaurant, the Big Four up in San Francisco and Knob Hill. I take a sip. I go like this. I go, "This is the greatest moment of my life."
Wrapping up this edition of the Rich Eisen Show, happy Valentine's Day to all of you out there, of course. Susie Schuster in for Rich Eisen. I was so lucky to have Jim Nance on as the final guest of the season with Amy Trask for What the Football, the podcast that she and I started together this year. We've had a great time doing it, and I was just so thrilled that Jim agreed to come on 2 days after calling this his 7th Super Bowl. And here's what he had to say about the last play of the game.
First and goal. Mahomes flings it. It's there! Hardman! Jackpot, Kansas City!
Jackpot. Did you know what you would say? I'm always fascinated when people like you just nail it.
I was trying to think of something as they were going down the field. I just had this sense that they were going to score a touchdown after San Francisco kept the football for a half a quarter, basically, in the overtime and ended up with a field goal. I could just feel the Mahomes magic on the way. They were going to go down the field and score. And I was starting to play in my head what would be a good way to address this, and the word jackpot was kind of what came to mind, and I hope it made sense to people. That's what felt right for me in the moment.
After you just delivered a magnificent broadcast to more people than have ever watched anything anywhere in the entire galaxy, you have joined us today, and to thank you and celebrate that, but you can't really celebrate with us because you're not here. This is a bottle of your wine that I picked up on the way in, so please Provide us more scintillating analysis while Susie and I have a glass.
There was a full week in Las Vegas. I come in from Pebble Beach on Monday. We had meetings, we had media day, all of this and that. And by about Wednesday or Thursday, you start to think, I need to pace myself a little bit better because it's all about Sunday. I spent a lot of time in my room reading because there's just so much material out there to read about the game and watching you from in front of the Bellagio fountain. So thank you for doing a great job of keeping me entertained and informed. That's what it's all about. And this is the first time I've talked, publicly about the broadcast since it ended almost 2 days ago.
Check out What the Football wherever you find your podcasts or on the Rich Eisen Show YouTube page. We are thrilled to have brought you a full season. And Jim Nantz confirmed that he will be our first guest for the football season next year.
Nice.
Pretty cool. I mean, you can't get jaded by things like that. I think it's pretty fun to have him on. So check out that conversation and so many others. Looks like we've heard from Patrick Mahomes on the podium there at the Chiefs parade. Let's hear from him now.
Kansas City, let me hear you one time! Man, what a year to battle through the adversity, to continue to go for that championship. They all doubted us. I don't want to hear any different. But you know who came through in the end. That's the Kansas City Chiefs.
Wow, he's preaching up there, huh? I mean, Patrick's having a good time up there. He's letting loose.
I mean, literally, like, the three quarters of the... Everybody picked them every step of the way. That's fine. I mean,
everybody doubted us.
Whatever fuels you, man.
I think it's liquid energy up there. Yeah.
Whatever fuels you. Look, this
little
is
a liquid courage.
I don't care who wins, honestly. Parades are the best. This is what it's all about. It's the culmination of wins. I mean, the football season is really long. It's arduous. It's grueling. It's painful, and it's you won. You're the last team standing, and you get to celebrate. I love it when guys go absolutely nuts, shirtless, run around the streets. Apparently, Travis Kelce just went epic. I haven't heard it yet, but everyone's just like tweeting about it. But yeah, these guys are hammered. That's what you're supposed to do. It's a celebration. Millions and millions of fans are coming out to see you. Yes. This is what it's all about, man. I didn't think they would win, but who cares? They won, and the parade is amazing, and that's as it should be.
You're like the first person I've heard admit to saying that you didn't think that they would win.
I didn't think they would.
I felt like everybody thought that you don't bet against
Mahomes. I guess if Patrick Mahomes is talking about the doubters, he's talking about me. I mean, I thought Buffalo would win. I thought the Ravens would beat them, and Dallas? I thought the 49ers would beat them. So 0-3.
It's like I kept saying, as long as Patrick, as Rich would ask this question throughout the year. And I was always like, as long as Patrick Mahomes is alive and healthy, they're always going to be standing, one of the last few teams standing. So, yeah, why not, man? I'm not going to bet against this guy and this team anymore.
Have you been to a parade?
I never went to any of the parades.
You were out here for most of them.
There was a lot of them. I almost went in 04 when the Sox finally won. But it was like a torrential rain that day.
And when was that, like 50 years ago, right?
Seems like it was long ago.
Feels like a long
20,
time.
20, 20th anniversary of the 04 Sox.
Very long time.
I never went to any of them. Mike, did you go to any?
I worked the Lakers with Susie.
Oh.
Yes.
Nice.
That is so cool. It's amazing. I mean, I'm not a Lakers fan, but just to be part of that and that team back then, and because you were right there, it was amazing.
Those parades were so fun, Mike.
They were insane. Yes. They were great.
The closest I came to going to a parade was, I think it was like 92 when the Pittsburgh Penguins won the Stanley Cup, and they had something at Three River Stadium. So we got to go there, and we sat in the stadium and watched them kind of go around.
Oh,
but
that's cool.
I wasn't in the actual,
That's cool.
I don't even remember a parade around Pittsburgh. I remember, though, them winning, and there was a parade down South Side in Pittsburgh, South Side is where all the bars are. That was a night I'll never forget. But yeah, I don't remember ever like being in just like a parade like this. Yeah.
No, that's crazy.
Third parade with the Lakers, it was like, another parade. God, we have to go to another parade. What
really
a total bummer. Nah.
That was like the Sox at the past.
Yeah, please.
There were just so many parades.
It was nuts.
I mean, that's like the truth. Like there was a moment in time in New England where it was so great.
So many parades.
Like another parade.
They didn't even move them. They just said,
they just
okay,
kept
just
them
leave.
Ready. Just leave they the just duck kept the duck boats ready.
That's like it. Championship thing. Just
now what do we got? We got Dunkin's. That's what we got. We got a Ben Affleck commercial. I mean, my God, that's what we got.
Can't talk enough about that commercial.
That commercial
is so good.
It's so fantastic. And I read today that apparently the Matt Damon comment about, you know how you asked me to do things for you, like this is that thing. Apparently that was ad-libbed and he left it in there. Like he really meant it. Like, hey, Ben, don't ask me for another
Stop
thing.
Stop asking me to do stuff.
By the way, like, hey, Ben, Mike, don't ask me
Mike,
for another thing.
Did you say you know somebody who can get us a tracksuit?
My friend's working on getting an
advertising. We need the tracksuit.
Trying to get a tracksuit for me.
Oh, we need them.
I want one of those tracksuits.
You got to wear it on the air here.
By the way, I'm a dunking guy, people.
Yeah, you are.
Big
you.
Time.
Mike, don't. They're not
I'm
paying.
I'm sorry.
Yes, they're not
I'm sorry.
Paying Chris.
My
no.
agent,
he
my
like
agent
Amy Trask.
I'm sorry.
They're
I'm
very
sorry.
Pissy. If they're not paying, you're not saying.
True. How are they not selling these tracksuits on a Dunkin' Donuts?
They will be
they have, like,
in 35
stuff.
Seconds. Like, are you kidding me? Like, there's probably already one on Etsy.
Etsy.
Right?
That's probably funny.
So bad.
Somebody in Shenandoah, Virginia is making a Dunkin's outfit. And you two can buy it for $29.95. TJ, you want a Dunkin's onesie?
I'm kind of looking it up right now.
Yeah, you are. He's like, his brain's going, wait a minute.
They
let
do
me
have
get
a bunch of
this.
Stuff on,
they do.
On Etsy.
Look.
Yeah.
Pretty soon on Roku, you'll be able to watch it and click on the bottom and get yourselves a Dunkin' onesie.
In.
Brought to you by Rich Eisen Productions.
That may be the best commercial.
What are we waiting
I think
for?
That might be the best commercial.
I found
commercial.
One for a yard and a half here on some website.
Yeah, you did.
Yeah, but it's is it made by Jabronis R Us or something?
It looks.
I get scared. I want the original.
So Andrew will be with you the next couple of days, guys. Try to not miss me too much.
That's
I will
be
back.
It's always fun when you're
I'll be
here.
Back. Oh, thanks, TJ.
Text him to bring like breakfast burritos or something. Like,
what has he brought you? Does he bring you breakfast?
Nobody brings anything but you, Susie.
He did one time because I think we guilted him into
him
it.
A little bit.
One time.
We shamed him a little bit.
When do I show up empty-handed?
Never. You're the best.
Never,
Susie.
Happy Valentine's Day.
Did you hear that? Right here, guys. I am the best.